Let's find out what's happening in the game they play in heaven. Mr. Rugby, Jonathan Weeks joins us as always. How are you, Weeksy?
Good morning, Bear. Good morning, everybody.
Mate, everybody be thrilled to hear about this. Tell us about your exclusive bit of news.
Yeah, last week we'll have you a little bit of a tease about the Waratahs playing a trial, and it'll be on. Now, it'll be at Narrabri at Dangar Rugby Park. It'll be on Friday night from 7:30 on the 4th of February. The New Zealand Waratahs will take on the Queensland Reds. So that's the first trial match there of 2021. Can't believe you're saying that, can you? But, yep, before Super Rugby kicks off, of course, on the 19th of February, the 4th of February, which is Friday night, the New Zealand Waratahs will take on the Queensland Reds, and that will be at Dangar Park in Narrabri, of course, home of the Sandos Narrabri Blue Boys in the Sandos Central North Rugby Premiership. So good to see the zone has picked it up, and the town's going to be quite a huge run. But also on the way through, there might be some pie there for the Hunter Valley as the Waratahs make their way up through to that particular game. But we'll find out more about that in the fullness of time.
Excellent. Well done, Wixie. Now let's have a look at what else is happening. What's going on with the Hunter girls in the Waratahs Super W squad?
Yeah, fantastic. Congratulations to Sophie Clancy from Singleton, of course, and of course Claudia Nielsen, who played for the Western Force this year. But they've made their way through to the New Shores Waratahs squad for next year for the Bill Corp Super W. Of course, that's on top of Ash Walker, also Lane Mason, as well as Maya Stewart, who just in the last week have been training with the Wallaroos down there at Canberra. So it's great to see the ladies' rugby get a nice bit of prominence. And also, of course, plenty of girls that were part of the New Schools Countryside that won the Kerry Jukurovsky Cup out at Bathurst and also at the Heart of World Rugby there, Foreshore Rugby Park, just on a month ago. So it's good to see that the country girls are getting some recognition and being part of the fun that is Bill Corp Super W. But it wouldn't surprise me if Alana Thomas, say Forbes and Glen Innes girl, the coach of the Melbourne Rebels, picks out some of the ladies as well from New Schools Country to be part of Super W next year.
That is fantastic news. Now, something that's This is a great opportunity for rugby players of the Hunter. The Wildfires are going to be in the Shoot Shield for 2021.
Yeah, the board ratified it last week, of course. We talked about it about 6 weeks ago with the sweetener there that there had to be two grades in seniors, Colts and also women's. And, of course, the women's picked up the trophy during the week there as the Wildfires. So, yeah, the Elders Insurance Newcastle on Wildfires will be part of the Shoot Shield for next year. And, of course, all those games will be on Stan, which is interesting to see. So if you're a Wildfires fan, have a chat with NBN and see if they can put them on Saturday afternoons. But, yeah, great to see that there'll be an opportunity for Scotty Coleman to be able to work with so much talent that's come out of the Hunter. Of course, plenty of blokes from Singleton, Musselbrook and also Maitland are part of it. And they'll get their chance next year to continue to be part of the Shoot Shield.
Be nice if maybe Nick White, before his career ends, gets an opportunity. He can sort of be representing his home area.
Yeah, well, we've also got Henry Robinson as well from Scone, so he looks like he's going to be fighting with Jake Gordon for the spot there at the New South Wales Waratahs. So I've noticed that James Grant's boy, he's picked up the spot as the third halfback at the Waratahs as well, but Henry will be looking forward to being part of the opportunity to get a starting spot there at the Waratahs next year as well. So as we've talked about before, plenty of opportunities for our locals that are coming in and having a good time.
Mate, the final test match of the weekend, it showed that, well, essentially we were three Reece Hodge missed penalties at the death of three different matches away from winning the Tri Nations. That's the positive spin I can put on it.
Well, I wouldn't say that was a spin. I think that's pretty close to the truth. But in saying again, as we've said before, Argentina have been simply outstanding in this tournament. They've had 4 weeks in a row, and it prepares all three teams actually for a World Cup that'll be in 2023. I think it's really interesting to see how much flack the Wallabies have got after the test, but it showed once again that the Argentines were simply outstanding, especially in defence. There are some of the things we're going to have to work on when we get some of our players back. We'll have a better season next year where we'll have a full Super Rugby season with Rugby AU and then 5 weeks of the Trans-Tasman competition. And then we're going to have a real test as we take on a very, very red-hot French team, of course. On the weekend, the Poms run the Autumn Nations Cup, 22 points to 19, but the French sent out a third 15.
Yeah.
So with those guys having the World Cup in 3 years' top, it's going to be pretty frightening to think what the Frogs are up to. But when it comes to rugby, France is a bit like India in cricket. You know, France should be winning every single test match and winning World Cups off a break with such depth in their particular game. And
yeah,
they're under 20s, won the 20s a couple of years ago, but this is a wake-up call for all of us that the reality is it's going to be very difficult for France to not win the World Cup at home in 2023. and they'll be part of a three-test series that's coming up, you know, when they come to Australia in July next year.
Oh, always looking forward to seeing France come out to Australia. They play possibly the best brand of rugby as far as I'm concerned, and always happy to catch up with Mr. Rugby to find out what's happening in the sport. Thanks, Wixie. We'll catch up again next week.
Thanks very much, Pierre.